Stark, this is dictating on Alice Weaver. Alyce. Alice Weaver. Weaver. Alice Weaver. Date of birth 11/5/1925. Date of visit 8/3/22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Mark Barretella, Barretella, Mark, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph is spinal illness. This is a 96-year-old female who has been evaluated for atrial fibrillation and has been complaining of chronic shortness of breath with activity. The patient has had no chest pains, but she has been dizzy and states that she has no wheezing or cough, but has been treated for bronchitis in the past. Period. Her most recent chest x-ray, not available for review, was noted to be unremarkable. Patient has never had a CAT scan. next paragraph. The patient's history has included history of tubal ligation, hysterectomy, and a cystocele and rectocele repair. She has had recurrent bronchitis in the past. And there is a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient never smoked. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies are listed. I'm sorry. Allergies to codeine and Eliquis. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had a history of lung cancer. Father died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. I'm sorry, fatigue and weight loss. She has glaucoma and no cataracts, denies any hoarseness or wheezing, but has shortness of breath, no cough. She has abdominal pains and reflux, no diarrhea, but has constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling. No urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has joint pains and muscle aches. No headaches, but has numbness of the extremities. No seizures. She has skin rashes. And bruising. No enlarged glands. Next, med list included Xarelto 15 milligrams daily and latanoprost eye drops, albuterol inhaler PRN, and calcium. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female in a wheelchair, and no acute distress, mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing, there's mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy, blood pressure 105/70, pulse is 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 118, saturation 97. HENT non-cephalic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery with clear lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, synchronous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no masses, no rhinomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremity is 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex in the 1 plus, the nerve grows more adapted. Skin in lines are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation. And I'm sorry, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number three is history of hyperlipidemia. Number four is pulmonary hypertension. Number five, advanced age. Number six is pulmonary edema. Next plan, the patient will be advised to get a chest X-ray and a chest CT without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study and a CBC complete metabolic profile. She was given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. A follow-up visit be arranged approximately 3 weeks. The patient does not qualify for oxygen at home. We'll follow and make an addendum report in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Andrew Newald and Dr. Mark Baratella, B-A-R-E-T-T-E-L-L-A, M-D.